Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig. Hello and welcome again to a new episode of the Ideacast. Today I want to talk about the candidate pool. In fact, I got a lot of questions from participants, also in recent meetings and consulting engagements. Why should we have a candidate pool? Isn't it sufficient just to post a job and see who is responding, who's replying? This is actually a very common question. I get this still very often. And my educated guess is that probably 6 to 8 out of 10 companies are not really prepared to have a candidate pool or not actually putting any effort into a candidate pool for hiring talents, for hiring people into their organization. So, again, if we go back to growing a business, what does it mean growing a business? First of all, it means that you can take on client projects fairly quickly if you're in a service business, and it doesn't matter if you're in software development, an agency, or anything that has to do with services. Secondly, developing products. If you want to go on developing a new product, you have to find people. So, for example, if you're a venture-funded organization or you have a new budget in a corporation, you need to find people in order to get going. And that cannot take too long, otherwise you will see a budget cut fairly quickly. And of course, if you are in a good position to scale up your organization, that's really a key to scale up the organization with people who are a great fit for your organization. So here are 5 reasons and to think about why you should invest more in building up and nurturing your candidate pool. First of all, independence. Of course, you can work with communities, with your recruiters network, and so on, but you really don't own it. Even if you have a Facebook group or LinkedIn group, you really don't own the group by definition, which means you don't have full control over it. You don't have all the details of the candidates and so on. So make sure that you are also have some sense of independency when you need to act and need to act quickly, of course. Secondly, delays. It can take somewhere between 2 weeks if you're really lucky or 100 days or even longer to fill a position. Actually, there are many companies out there, especially in Europe, who really struggle in finding positions. So they have many positions open for a long run and it's really difficult for them to fill the open position. So if you have a candidate pool, that can help a lot to fill the open positions, of course. Secondly, number three, leakage. When you have a recruiting funnel, you need to be prepared that out of, let's say, 100 people who watch your job posting, which is pretty much the average that you see in many organizations, especially small and medium business organizations, if you're lucky. And then out of these 100, maybe you get like 2 or 3 applications. So there's a lot of leakage along the way during the steps of the recruitment funnel. And especially people are abandoning the recruitment process if they don't feel taken care of and respected. And that also has to do with communication and building a relationship. Which brings me to the next point about engagement, number 4. It's really better if you keep candidates engaged, if you build a relationship and keep candidates informed about what's happening in your company. Are you building new products? Are you shipping new products, new clients, new markets? How is the organization changing and growing over time, etc.? So people want to know if they want to finally sign up working with you. And number 5, last but not least, it makes you way more competitive. So if you can hire and staff faster, you can take on business faster. It makes you more agile and last but not least, more competitive. Now, how to get started? Really, it can be as easy as having just a mailing list. So a simple mailing list where people can sign up and they get informed about new jobs and opportunities. Of course, make sure that it's GDPR compliant with the new privacy laws in Europe. And it can be as sophisticated as having a fully blown candidate recruitment management system. It is really up to you and your specific organization what is the right thing for you to do. So whatever you do, I think the most important thing is to start thinking about it now, implement it now, so that you can reap the benefits fairly soon and later on in the long run. And of course, nurturing your talent pool and your candidate pool is the second priority. It's not just a storage of information, but you have to do something with it and keep people engaged. So what is your situation? Leave a comment in the comment sections below or in the Facebook group. If we share this episode on Facebook, just respond with a yes or no. Do you have a candidate pool? And maybe you leave a comment in what are your key insights and some of the key learnings in your daily best practices. So as always, I wish you good luck and talk to you soon.
When you are looking for inspiration and help with your digital marketing and growth initiatives, please check out our digital marketing agency, Witigonia Digital. We provide a range of support from strategy to implementation tactics and optimization of digital marketing campaigns. From managed services to workshops and compact learning modules, our work supports you and your team. Discover more at witigonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.